This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudet. There is a new part of Idaho that's been protected for generations to come. A 100-acre ranch along the South Fork of the Salmon River is now under a conservation easement with the Payette Land Trust, ensuring the land won't be used for future mining development. Now, the people who made this happen are members of the Hansberger family. They have owned the South Fork Ranch since the 1970s. Craig Utter with the Payette Land Trust worked with the family to preserve the land, and he is joining us on the line from McCall today. Hey, Craig, thanks for joining us.
Nice to talk with you today, Gemma.
So can you describe exactly where this plot of land is, but also kind of what surrounds it?
So this is a pretty unique piece of property. It's actually located on the South Fork of the Salmon River, and it's about 12 miles upstream from the confluence of the main salmon. Some people would recognize that confluence as the Mackie Bar area. And what's really unique about this piece of property is it's a private inholding. So it's surrounded by the Payette National Forest, but it does have access from Warren in the summertime by vehicle and pretty much any time year round by air. It's got its own landing strip there.
So for people who don't know, can you explain what a conservation easement is and how that's different from like a protected lands, like a wilderness area?
Okay, primarily to start off with is we work with private landowners. So this piece of property will remain in the hands of the ownership now, and they could sell it in the future. But the easement is a deed on the property. So anything that we arrived at with this family or any other family that does a conservation easement, that then becomes attached to the deed of the property. And so we talk about it as living with the land. So in this case, we did some non-development restrictions on the property, and whether the Hansbergers were to own it or somebody else, those restrictions would stay with that property throughout time.
So do the Hansbergers still plan on ranching on the land, even though it's, you know, got this protective status now?
Yes, they have the ability to do what they have always done. So the agricultural pieces that are there now, they can continue to operate out of that property. They've done guide and outfitting services and other things like that. And I think that's an important note, is that when we do an easement on any of our properties throughout West Central Idaho, agriculture is a big part of it. And so we work with that family to continue to keep the land in agriculture, but at the same time work to conserve it and make sure that we're benefiting those unique natural surroundings.
What was it about this piece of property that your organization felt, you know, needed to have that preservation?
Well, it is very special. There are not many private inholdings along the South Fork of the Salmon. And with access through vehicle or through airplanes, we know that people could get in. It's got a very rich history of struggling to find its place anywhere from the 1880s when it was first deemed as a mining claim by Sylvester Three-Finger Smith, all the way through the 60s when, interesting history if you want to look into it. But in the 50s and 60s, there was an attempt to put, an industrial logging operation in there. And in fact, they moved all the equipment in, built the mill. And then at that time, the logging permits started to become restricted and there was a moratorium put on logging around the forest. And the idea of floating the logs down to the mill and then trucking that lumber out through Warren became a losing venture. And so they sold the mill parts off and left a few pieces there. So at one point, this was going to be a very industrial piece of property.
Yeah.
That property skirted that development. And then the Hansbergers became the stewards of it. And over time now, they have spent a lot of time, money, and effort to remove all of that industrial infrastructure. And then went so far as to say, we don't want to see this potentially happen again in the future. And that's when the Payette Land Trust started working with the family to forward their conservation ethic into the future and currently conserve this piece of property.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Craig Utter of the Payette Land Trust about the newly conserved property along the South Fork of the Salmon River. So, Craig, you talked a little bit about the history. So what we do know is the Hansberger family, they've owned this land since 1978. But the first settler put a mining claim on the land, correct? So it was, I mean, the plan was to, I mean, you talked about the logging, but the original plan was that this would be, you know, the land would be mined.
Yeah, potentially. And if you're familiar with the west central portion of Idaho, at one time, Warren was one of the biggest gold strikes, and it's just up the hill, so to speak, from this property. So the South Fork area in and around Warren, and of course, this is downstream from a lot of mining activities that you see on the edge of the east side of the Payette Forest. This was huge at the turn of the 1900s, there was a lot of gold and silver being taken out of this area. So I think the intent was at one point to hopefully mine this area. And go ahead.
I was going to say, so then what happened? Because it was never mined, correct? But there was this mining claim.
They probably never found anything.
There you go.
Yeah. But within the conservation easement, we have restrictions on the ability to mine it in the future. And we don't know what, you know, the future holds as far as what's going to be important. But we know for sure that this riverfront property, the Salmon River, is hugely important to the ecosystem, not just of Idaho, but the Pacific Northwest. The salmon spawn right up through the South Fork. And we know that that's important. We know that we want to conserve this piece. And so being a private inholding, this gives us the opportunity to work with the family and just say, this piece of property is going to remain in conservation and we're going to limit the ability to develop this industrially.
Was the family concerned that there were mining interests in the area right now that that might be looking at their property?
I think their foremost concern was honestly the fact that this is a very iconic and beautiful landscape. And they wanted to conserve it as it was. And that's been their primary driver, that deep ethic of having a relationship with a piece of property and also feeling that responsibility to help conserve this part of Idaho.
We've been talking with Craig Utter of the Payette Land Trust. And McCall, Craig, thanks so much for joining us and talking a little bit about this. Appreciate it.
I appreciate the time. Thank you, Gemma.
Up next, a Boise artist who's found inspiration and connection during a time of isolation. You're listening to Idaho Matters.